Thank you so much, Mr. Ambassador. My apology for taking the floor, but the statistic that was presented by distinguished two delegations, of course, I have read out carefully those two, and the statistic that they are saying as an indicator that there is no denial is somehow questionable to the extent that those statistics partly disguising some facts related to denials and revealing part of it. How come I could say that is the fact that there is also another report. Iran has not yet given the report. In that case, we are in the process to give that report. But somehow I have seen other reports, and one of the important reports is the report by Cuba, which indicates at least quite number of denials that has been result of the last year. Of course, Cuba has discussed about the sanctions within the 15 years, and that is to say that distinguished colleagues from Cuba perhaps would come with the more extensive cases of denials as a statistic. For my own country also, we haven't as yet given any report, but I could say that the authorization that has been said that indicators are that there is no denial is partly part of the issue, to the fact that I cannot judge about the United Kingdom, but I could say about the United States that United States, in terms of the different countries, they have a list, and denials has to do with the coercive measures that they have. So any authorization in indication about the statistics they have given in their paper, saying that 90-something percent of authorization had happened and only denials has been very small percentage in terms of 1 or 2%. And that is disguising the fact that there is always a list about some countries, that any cases of as such is automatically not authorized, denied. So when we are discussing about the settlement of dispute of denials, one should also have a complete picture, not portray it in terms of some of the statistics. Thank you so much.